I don't know. I'm well. My name is on the wake up list. Mm. I have a purpose and I have a goal, but my heart as a mother and as a woman is very troubled. If we look at what currently is happening with children in general, in communities and in homes and in families.
Yeah. In a broader sense, there's a number of conversations to be had around this particular story of this girl in Hanover Park. Firstly, the issue of the convicted rapist that was paroled and essentially sent back into the community, and arguably not enough having been done to alert the community of, one, that the person has been paroled, and then second, what the person was paroled for. Which I think, you know, becomes the big issue here, and then these allegations now surfacing again.
You see, and I want to take the listeners back to September in 2019, when the women of Cape Town marched for the MI Next March, and it was in the same light when Jesse Hess and Uyuneni was killed. Mm. Then we stood next to our president that lied to all of us. We see and feel the consequences now. He said, and I quote, because I stood next to him, that sexual offenders will not get parole. They need to serve the whole 25 years or whatever. And that rapists will not get bail. And then we find, since 2019 up until a week ago, how many of these parole persons, number one, that the parole board tells no one they release these people. Number two, these people are not rehabilitated. And I'm sorry if I sound this morning harsh to the listeners' mouth, but these wild dogs are being put back between our families and our communities through these Department of Justice. These monsters are placed back. And then you know what happens? They start profiling our children. So those of us or parents out there that doesn't supervise their child adequately, children are left to parent themselves. We send children after hours, small children, to the shop because as adults we are too lazy to get up and do it ourselves. These are the monsters that profiles our children. They know their patterns. They know which way they walk. They know what time they walk. And what these people do, they befriend the child, because no random child will go and buy a random liter of milk. So when we as families abscond our responsibility to supervise our children adequately, it places children in harm's way. It places children with these paroled offender dogs, especially sexual offenders. They profile your child, they look at your child, and on the busiest day when no one is watching, they plan, they rape, and sometimes kill our children. And I want to say to these listeners, these people, they don't wake up in the morning like you and I and think about tea and coffee. They think and they plan how they're going to grab this child, how they're going to kill this child, how they're going to rape this child.
The responsibility then of parents, Lucinda, in this particular conversation. Now, I want to preface it by saying, obviously, it's not as clear-cut and straightforward to say that, you know, parents should be taking better care of their kids. Circumstances, unfortunately, at times don't always allow things to work in a perfect, you know, a certain perfect scenario or situation. That being said, though, a circumstance like this one, an example like this one and others, where kids are at times left to their own devices, unfortunately, and then encounter, you know, these sorts of individuals who you've described this morning.
I want to make it clear to the listeners that at no point am I, as a child rights activist, blaming any parent for any bad that happens to the child. No one. Mm. Because as parents, you know, we will walk around with the rest of our lives feeling the guilt and feeling all of it. But as communities, we need to do better. It is all of us that really need to do better. If on my social media page, I posted a picture of a seven-year-old whose case will never, ever be heard. This is the perpetuate. Seven-year-old that was raped in the school. And this child represents every single child that have sexually been, you know, hurt. And there's never, ever going to be justice. And I want to bring it back to the responsibility of parents and the responsibilities of the larger community and the responsibility of the struggling parent. I completely understand that as a single parent or a caregiver or a guardian, that you see to the basic needs of the child. But we are living in a world, we're living in the Hannibal Parks and in Joburg, with a little 11-year-old was killed inside a gated complex in his body, being left on a set of stairs in front of his mother's home. Who does that to a child? Who does that to an innocent boy, you know, stripped, beaten, raped? And so what I want this morning for all of us as a collective, we need to speak up when we see children are not being supervised. We need to adopt the attitude that I will rather go and get help for the child via the social development services or child protection agencies to help that parent than to become in a situation where a little boy's body is being left on stairs. Let you then be angry with me as adults, but then we know we are helping you to put something in place to supervise children. You know, we don't want to blame parents and say it's because of, but we have to be realistic in the times that we're living with. And I want to say to the listeners, for those of you that have children where the justice system have not given you justice in rape cases, you need to start looking at opening up litigations, cases against the state, even against the president of this country.